come with me.
Konbanwa minasan genki desu ka? Watashi wa genki desu. Ima wa suzushiku ni narimashita. Aki no tenki desu ne. Kirai. Kyou wa takusan gyaku ka hantai no kotoba wo benkyou shimasu. Hello everyone, good evening. How are you doing? It is becoming very cool here in Japan, just like fall weather, which I don't like. I definitely prefer summertime and warm weather. So I hope you're enjoying the weather wherever you're at, but I'm hearing pretty much everywhere to saying it's definitely becoming fall. That's if you're in certain regions of the northern hemisphere. I don't know how the rest of y'all are doing around the equator, but if you're anywhere near a beach or where the weather is hot, please soak up the sun for me, because I prefer it. Well, today we will be learning lots of antonyms, or opposite words. Gyaku means opposite, and also hantai. I prefer to use hantai. When anyone needs to know the opposite meaning of something, they will pretty much say hantai desu, meaning it is opposite. So today, lots of opposites. Let's get it started. It's pretty much a review of some words that we should know already, should have memorized. I mean, this is elementary type words, things that I can easily forget. I mean, something as easy as up and down, left, right, big, small, that we already know, wet and dry. All of a sudden, I'll forget how to say wet or dry. So I wanted to review all of those words, and maybe you haven't studied them yet, but it's a long list. So let's get started. You can pretty much find this list in any type of Japanese study, grammar book, vocabulary review. They will list opposite words together somewhere in the section, maybe in the back. So check it out if you need to see it. But today you're going to hear it. So listen and repeat. Hajimemasho. To rise, agaru. To fall, sagaru. Agaru, sagaru. Bright, akarui. Dark, kurai. Akarui, kurai. Hot weather, atsui. Cold weather, samui. Atsui, samui. Hot, atsui. Cold, as in food or anything else not related to weather, tsumetai. Atsui, tsumetai. And you'll notice that atsui is the same for weather as it is for food, as in heat, hot. Thick is also atsui. Thin, usui. Atsui, usui. Thick, we can say a second way, futoi. Thin, hosoi. Futoi, hosoi. Well, genki. Ill or sick, byoki. To begin, hajimaru. To end, owaru. Hajimaru, owaru. To run, hashiru. To walk, aruku. Hashiru, aruku. Early, hayai. Late, osoi. Hayai, osoi. Fast is also hayai. Slow is also osoi. Fast, slow, hayai, osoi. To pick up, hirou. To throw away, steru. Hirou, suteru. Good, ii. Bad, warui. Ii, warui. Good at, or skillful, jozu. Poor at, heita. Jozu, heita. Hard, katai. Soft, yawarakai. Katai, yawarakai. To put on, kiru. To take off, nugu. Kiru, nugu. To study, manabu. To play, asobu. Manabu, asobu. You may also know study as benkyo suru. To find, Mitsukeru, to lose, nakusu. Mitsukeru, nakusu. Long, nagai, short, mijikai. Nagai, mijikai. To climb, noboru, to descend, kudaru. Noboru, kudaru. And actually, noboru is a very popular men's name. To get on, noru. To get off, oriru. Noru, oriru. Heavy, omoi. Light, karui. Omoi, karui. Same, onaji. Different, chigau. Onaji, chigau. To agree, sansei suru. To oppose, hantai suru. Sansei suru, hantai suru. To succeed, seikou suru. To fail, shippai suru. Seikou suru, shippai suru. Quiet, shizuka, noisy, urusai. Shizuka, urusai. To leave or depart, shuppatsu suru. To arrive, tochaku suru. Shuppatsu suru, tochaku suru. Sharp, surudoi, dull, nibui. Surudoi, nibui. High, takai, low, hikui. Takai, hikui. And there we are talking about heights or amount of measurement. Expensive is also takai, the same as high, takai. Cheap is yasui, takai, yasui. To turn on, tsukeru. To turn off, kesu. Tsukeru, kesu. To laugh, warau. To cry, naku. Warau, naku. Easy, yasashi. Difficult, muzukashi. Yasashi, muzukashi. To be pleased, yorokobu. To be sad, kanashimu. Yorokobu, kanashimu. Left, hidari. Right, migi. Hidari, migi. Poor, binbo. Rich, kanemochi. Binbo, kanemochi. Old, as in age. Toshiyori, young, wakai. Old, as in outdated, furui. New, atarashi. Furui, atarashi. A lot, takusan. A little, sukoshi. Takusan, sukoshi. Big, ookii. Small, chiisai. Ookii, chiisai. Wet, nureta. Dry, kawaita. Nureta, kawaita. Full, ippai. Empty, karappo. Ippai, karappo. Above, ue. Below, shita. Ue, shita. Well, definitely go back over that whole list of antonyms. Some of those are verbs. The verbs that I used today were in simple form, ending in ru or u. I did not use the mas form, which you will notice in the other grammar lessons that I tend to use the mas form because we need to use that form to chop off the N and add a te or change the type of phrase. But today, it was all the simple form ending in ru. And if you also study the adjectives ending in e, like atsui, muzukashi, you will learn how to conjugate those adjectives into the ku ending depending on the type of grammar that you need to be learning. But those are just the simple forms, so please review those. I know I will because I easily forget them. I could see myself now on the test getting something wrong because I forgot something very, very simple, and I can't stand when I do that. So I will be going back over those words. You go over them. Thank you so much for coming with me today. Like I said, enjoy the weather for me because it is changing and I'm catching a cold. I can't take this. I'm Daisha Daewoo, your host. Check me out, www.daytime.com, D-A-I-T-I-M-E. My space is up there, email's up there. My newest pictures of me paragliding, which was lots of fun, might I say. And it was not the dangerous paragliding, jumping off of mountains or sailing over the ocean. I was just running down a hill, catching some wind in a parachute and gliding. Oh, it was so much fun. So you can see those pictures, Facebook or MySpace. I didn't put them on my site. But I will see you next time. Thank you for coming with me. Jane Kiltskete. Sayonara.
Sister Suki Sounds.